Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me in any iTunes search query. You can just go to Michael Ryan's Booz, B-O-O-S, or you can go to letsworshipjesus.com and find some things on there. But let's jump in today in Jesus and covetousness. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you would illuminate the words I speak and that you would be the center and that all the attention would be on you and your teaching and your word, and that hearts would be open to want to pursue you and to take you seriously. In your name I pray these things, Jesus. Amen. Covetousness is a big word. Let's simplify a definition that I've heard that humbles me, and I suppose it will do the same to you as well, is that covetousness is the ungodly desire for more. Now, you and I know that desire well. In fact, if you have a beating heart, you know exactly what I mean when I say covetousness. It's something everybody experiences. And I want to make three points about it to you concerning Jesus Christ. First, Jesus teaches against covetousness. You've got to know. If you haven't guessed already, he teaches against it. He warns you and I against thinking this way. He brings out the deceitfulness to our attention. He exposes it. Jesus is awesome. When you read the scriptures, you see that he gets up early in the morning. He goes to the synagogue and he teaches people. He loves to teach. He's alive and he teaches now. And so I wanted to bring this to your attention that he actually does teach about this, and it happens so easily in our hearts. And that's why he says in Luke 12:15, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a person's life consists not in the abundance of things which they possess. I'll say it again, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a person's life consists not in abundance of things which they possess. And he says take heed and beware, friends, because it's something that we'll fall into and you won't even know that you're doing it. And I'm speaking that from experience. I know that's got to be your experience. Well, you'll end up thinking, desiring, wanting, and leaning and longing after a possession or a person or whatever it may be, something material. And you know, you come to realize, man, I feel like I'm not satisfied. There's always something I feel like I need that I'm longing after for. And he says, beware. Beware. And what's good about Luke 12:15, when he gives the explanation that a person's life doesn't consist in the abundance of things which they possess, is that he makes it clear that getting everything you won't give you any added value or quality to your life. I'll say it again. Getting everything you want won't give you any added value or quality to your life. Each one of you listening to me at some point in time, you've tricked yourself into believing that you needed something really bad, that it would satisfy you to the core, some deep craving, some deep longing in you. And I'm saying that you're setting yourself up for a trap if you do that. And I want to alert you to it, just like Jesus wanted to alert you to it. In fact, Jesus says, for what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? In Luke 9:25. See, your soul is like a car and it needs the proper gas. Possessions and worldly desires, they won't satisfy that. They won't satisfy that. And in this last verse I just quoted, he warns you that if you got everything you wanted, even if you did, what value will it be to you when you stand before him in a day of judgment? And that brings me to point number two. Jesus wants your focus and attention to be on God himself. Meaning Jesus wants your sense of what's important, of what's valuable, your sense of satisfaction to come directly from heaven. He wants God to have your undivided attention. He teaches in Matthew and Luke that your eye has to be single and it will be full of light. Now, what he means by single is that both eyes are like one, locked onto the same exact target, your God in heaven. That's where the joy is. That's where the riches are. Let me read you a short story Jesus told about a person caught up in everything else except God. In Luke 12:16-20, when it says, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.' And he said, 'This is what I'll do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have made much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose things shall this be, which you have provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" See, the earthly treasure that you lay up for yourself is bound to be taken from you. Let me say it again. The earthly treasure, physical, emotional, whatever it is that you lay up for yourself, is bound to be taken from you. It's exposed immediately to be robbed from you. In fact, Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. So whether it's a person, whether it's a feeling, whether it's an emotion, whether it's anything that you have, it's bound to be taken from you. But your treasure is in heaven, and it can never be taken. No wonder Jesus says, "Store up treasures for yourself in heaven, where neither thief nor rust can destroy. For where your treasure is, so will your heart be." And friends, I just want to say, guard your heart. Guard your heart every time you start wanting and wanting and wanting and wanting more of something. You're taking your heart along for the ride, but you want to keep your heart close to God. And my last point, Jesus can satisfy you. Yes, Jesus Christ can personally satisfy you if you just go to him. He is your source of satisfaction. Jesus Christ is the meat and potatoes of your faith. He's a secret weapon. He's your secret weapon. You know, he's a secret weapon to the strength behind any believer. It's him directly. See, we get focused. And I don't want you to be deceived and you know, to think that the Christian walk is about something that it isn't. It's about Jesus Christ, specifically, particularly, him. And it's safe for you to expect to meet your satisfaction in Jesus Christ. He says, "Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will burst rivers of living water." He says, "I am the bread. Whosoever eats of me will never hunger. He says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." If you want to be rich towards God, if you want true satisfaction, attach yourself to Jesus. Hang off every word that he has to say. Practice his teachings. Pray to him. Trust in him. Talk to him. Ask him for what you need. Worship him. Jesus made a promise to you that he has come to give you a special peace that the world can't give you, that the world cannot offer you. It's above what they offer. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In John 14:27. Whatever it is you think you need, whatever may be troubling you, whatever you may crave or that may have you in bondage, I'm here to tell you to find your identity, your joy, and your peace of mind in the person of Jesus Christ. I'm giving you the answer right now. Lord Jesus, I pray that this message was direct and just clear and that you were glorified in it, Lord. Lord, I just lift you up and give you praise and bless your name, Lord Jesus. Let anyone listening be encouraged in you. Amen.